You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about how to always find motivation. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you, do you have any friend or family member that has a big goal, but they're struggling to be consistent with it? This is the time to help them out. Please go to your phone, share this episode with them. It will help them get unstuck. It will help you because it will strengthen your relationship with them. But most importantly, like we always say, it's important to talk about these topics with people. If you only listen, you're doing 50% of the work. So I applaud you for being here today, downloading the podcast and listening to it. But again, if you want to do the whole thing, you want to talk about this with someone you know. All right, point number one. Actually, before I get started, I wanted to tell you why I brought this post up. Some of you may know already that I've been gone for about 2 weeks. I didn't have internet, and it was kind of hard for me when I was there because I knew that I needed to do some work and I wasn't able to do it. But also when I got back, I got very sick. It must have been a bug on the plane or something, but I got back here to Toronto and I had a crazy cold. And migraine after the other for 3-4 days. So I was not in the right place and I couldn't really find that motivation. So I'm talking about this post because A, of course, I found my motivation back, my full motivation. You can probably hear by my voice right now. But most importantly, I know that a lot of people go through these phases. So I wanted to really break down a post right now to help you guys out. All right, point number one, you want a clear mind by writing down what's in your head. Game changers. Journaling is the number one way you clear your mind. I always say this. I journal online. I have an app called penzu.com. It's a web app. You go to their website, you can have a free journal. I think one journal for free. And then if you want more journals, there's a paid version. I'm not a affiliate of the program there, but I think it's a great app. So by all means, if you want to journal online, you can do that. It's encrypted. So even if someone goes in, they can't really find your content. But anyway, point being is that if you clear your mind by writing down what's in your head, you're going to basically do 80% of the work here, because motivation is not that it's completely gone. Motivation gets buried by all other thoughts that you get throughout the day. So that's why motivation is like a match, right? You light it up and it's right in front of you. You're super excited. Then life happens. You have small problems, other things, the pile up until you kind of don't know where you're going. So clear your mind by writing down what's in your head. Point number two, you want to prioritize your work and make a solid plan. Game changers, a lot of people really lose motivation because they have 5 things to do. And 1 or 2 of those 5 things are very, very important. And most times, the most important things are the hardest, right? And then there's going to be 3 or 4 of those things that are not as important and they're not that hard to do. So what happens is that people start doing the smaller things that are not important. So they start working, they start pouring their focus and their energy into these tasks. And maybe they spend even a few hours on them. But by the end of it, by the end of the day, they go to bed and they know that they haven't tackled 1 or 2 of those tasks. And guess what? Those ones are probably the most important ones that were gonna move them forward. So they do this cycle for 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then they realize that they haven't really moved forward that much. And that's when you start losing motivation. They're like, wow, I worked so hard and I didn't really achieve anything yet. So again, you have to prioritize your work. Not all tasks are created equal, all right? So make sure to prioritize, make a solid plan. Point number three, tackle your points 1 by 1. Game changers, I used to struggle with this my entire life. If you look at my everything, I used to be a producer, even in school, I would start a task, not finish it, move on to the next, not finish the next, move on to the other one, move on to the other one, and really do bits and pieces of everything. And I would have 5 to 10 projects that were open, but none of them were completed. And again, that's a motivation killer, but that really like doesn't get you anywhere, even if you have motivation. So again, tackle your points 1 by 1. If you have a prioritized list right now, you should know that you should do point number one. Now, once point number one is completed, you get to point number two. Don't go to point number two unless you're completed point number one. Guess what's gonna happen? After a couple of hours, you're completed the two or three most important points of the day. Now you have time to work on the stuff that was not as important, but it's still important in a way. And at the end of the day, you'll feel super motivated. You had an amazing day, you killed it. Tomorrow's gonna be a new day. You have a system. Point number four, congrats, your motivation is that sense of purpose. Once you have that sense of purpose, you know you're moving forward. That's all you really need. People will tell you that motivation is something different, but that's basically it, guys. If you know that you're going the right direction, that you are really putting small bricks on top of each other and you're building a structure, that is motivation. You have it. So I hope you enjoyed the short episode of Up Your Game. If you have any questions, please head over to Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB, and I can answer all your questions there. Until next time, Up Your Game.